From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE, ABQ Connect.
So we welcome Pastor John Mugisa of the Dominion Miracle Ministries in Western Uganda, along with his host here in New Mexico, Greg Foss. Thank you both for joining us on today's ABQ Connect. We're glad you're here.
Very glad to be here, Steve.
All right.
Amen.
Well, Pastor John, I actually, reading through some of your material, find out that together you and I are doing similar ministry because we do radio ministry. You are doing that in Uganda with a program called The Power Behind God's Word.
Yes.
How many times a week does this program air on the radio?
According to our finances we get, we do a week four times a week. That is every Saturdays.
Okay. Four times a month.
Four times a month, I mean.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Every Saturday then this program airs. And is it a half hour, a 1 hour?
It is 30 minutes.
Okay. Yeah. How far does that broadcast go in that region? Now you're broadcasting from Western Uganda.
Yes.
How far does that reach?
That radio, it is situated in Western Uganda, in the city of Fort Potro City, but it goes far the whole country of Uganda. It reaches to DRC Congo. It reaches to South Sudan and other parts of Rwanda.
Okay. So is this an effective way to reach the population there with the gospel?
Absolutely. Because many people in those countries, as I've mentioned, they have small radios. They can hear the radio. Because there are other places, it's very hard to reach the people because they're very far. And according to the country, the transportation is very far to reach every home. But the radio, we reach to every home. And remember, these people are of different beliefs. Some of them, they're unevangelized. Some of them, they don't heard about Jesus Christ. Some of them, they don't go to church. Even if you call them to come to the crusade, the church, they will not go. But for the radio, they have every radio. Even some have they have phones, and every phone, it has a radio. And these people, they listen radio, even if they are working in their gardens, even if they are fishing in the lakes, even if they are in the market selling their food and whatever their properties, they hear the gospel. So it is the easiest way to spread the gospel to every person through the radio.
Okay, and then what kind of content? What do you talk about on the radio broadcast? Is it you sharing on the radio, or is it someone else? What kind of content? What do you do on the radio program?
The radio program, the purpose of what we do on the radio is to preach the gospel of the kingdom. And not only the non-believers, even the believers who are lukewarm, who maybe they became weak, they're no longer going to the church, but they hear, they become edified, they become renewed. And purposely on this radio, we focus on soul winning. We focus on spreading the gospel on the kingdom of God through this radio.
So to win souls for Christ.
Winning souls for Christ.
Yeah, that,
because of that, we get many reports from different countries. We get many calls. They are calling us. We get many testimony how people are coming to Jesus Christ through this radio, from other churches who are being listening to this program.
Okay, so I'm curious because Christianity, Christians like yourself, are using radio to reach the masses, to reach the people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Mm. Are you finding that there are other beliefs that are using the radio to do the same thing?
Yeah, there are other, like Islamic in our country, like cults people, people have wrong doctrine.
Yeah.
Because they have money, they pay. They buy that time on the radio, the airtime, then they use the radio. But some of other churches, they don't have money. other ministries. They would like to spread the gospel. But that's how I'm trying to get donation so that we can pay, so we can also use this radio to spread the gospel instead of giving a chance to non-believers, to other wrong doctrines, to Islamic, to use the radio alone. That's why we come in as the Christian body to use this media so that we can also spread the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Okay. You mentioned earlier, you mentioned crusades.
Yes, sir.
You and I haven't, off the air, we've talked quite a bit, but we haven't talked about that much.
Yes.
Is that something that's that you regularly do in Western Uganda?
There are two types. There are three types we use to win souls in Uganda. There are three types we use. One, we do personal evangelism. We train our believers to go house to house to preach the gospel. And then after that, we do crusades. We do our crusade in this way. If we are doing a crusade in a small town or in any town or in any city, we go with these like 200 believers. They move in every home. We put our sound system outside the ground or in any ground in any stadium. And then these people, they have gone from morning or from afternoon to every home, inviting them and sharing them the love of Christ. Then in the evening, all the people come at the ground. We preach the gospel. We pray for the sick. We rebuke the witchcraft. And that's people, many people get saved through personal evangelism and through the crusade. That's how we do our crusades.
Very good. And you've seen a harvest. You've seen people come.
With great many harvests, because we have planted many churches because of this work. Especially, let me go back, Stephen, on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
This radio goes very far. When it goes very far, then I have to follow. We have a program, we call it follow-up. Mm-hmm. We don't just preaching and live there. People call us. We go to Congo, we go to South Sudan, we go to where. And when we reach in those people, we find them, we gather them together. If we see that there is no any church over there, we plant a church there. We are planting many church because of this method of spreading the gospel.
So it sounds to me like you say in preparation for the crusades, you have Christians who you've trained to go and share the gospel. Clearly, you've taken time to disciple those who've made decisions for Christ.
Yes.
And those disciples now are going out to make disciples.
That's what we do. Our focus is every people come to our ministry, we train them. We disciple them to do the work of the kingdom.
Now, the radio station is in a city.
Is in a city.
And obviously it reaches people there. But you spend a lot of time in your car, it sounds like, because the radio, as you said, it goes so far. It goes to Congo. It goes to the Sudan.
Yeah.
And you do the follow-up.
Yes.
Get in your car. You get out there. And what you're talking about is very rural locations where people are, they're at a place where, you know, if they're going to go to a crusade, it's quite a distance.
Yeah, it is a distance. That's a challenge. That's a challenge for the ministry. Because as a ministry, we find that we don't have enough tools. Like you have a car, you don't have gas. Maybe the tires get old because some of our roads are not really good. And it has been really a challenge. But we go to rural places and we do those meetings. And this is a challenge because sometimes we don't go because we don't have enough gas to drive over there.
Yeah. Well, and in an earlier conversation, I want to move from talking about the radio ministry and the daily ministry that you do. We can return to that. But in an earlier conversation that you and I had, we talked a little bit about the past of Uganda. And Uganda has been in a time and place where the government wasn't allowing the gospel to be spread.
Yes.
And your family was active at that time. You told me, tell our listeners a little bit about your family, maybe some of the persecution that existed under that, and how the Lord has opened up Uganda to where you can now share the truth again I think it's important that we appreciate the opportunity that there is now. And, you know, quite honestly, even in the midst of persecution, there's opportunity.
Amen.
And the church seems to grow under persecution. Not that we're praying for persecution at all, tell us a little bit about your family history and how you came to the Lord.
You know, Uganda, we came from our history is long. Uganda is a beautiful country and is a Christian country. But in 1970s, we had a bad government. We had a leader called Idi Amin Dada. Idi Amin killed 1.5 million people innocent. He was a Muslim. He was believing in witchcraft and he was believing in human sacrifice. And he chased away all the Bible from the country. He introduced all the Quran. He wanted all the people in Uganda to be Muslim. And he was believing in witchcraft. He was an evil leader. And he closed all the Pentecostal and denominational churches in those years. And there was no worshiping. There was no churches. Churches turned into boxing clubs, into bars, into whatever. And many people ran away from the country. They went to exile because there was no peace. There was no whatever. But remember our fathers, my father was a pastor and my mother during that time, they started underground churches before Idi Amin killed them. They started underground churches praying and there was no Bibles. If you could get a Bible, you could just tear into pieces so that the other people can take the paper of Matthew. Another one goes with Luke. Another one goes with another paper of John, you know, because they didn't have a full Bible in that time. But this pope started praying and crying to the Lord for the nation. There is power in repentance. They began to repent on the behalf of their country and crying to the Lord. I was a baby boy. Let me tell you that God remembered our nation. And that president, Idi Amin, was thrown by all the prayers of the continent of Africa. They came together. They said, we should remove this man so that we can restore that country, Uganda. And God gave us a new president who is a Christian. When this president took over the nation, all the churches were opened. Everything was good. The unity came. All the people, Asian, the white people came back in Uganda. Now Uganda is on fire with the gospel of Jesus Christ. There is a big revival. Churches are built. The gospel souls have returned to Jesus Christ. But they still need other development. We take care of many children, whatever. Something like that.
So what you've seen happen in Uganda, how does that compare to what's happening in Congo or the Sudan? What state are those? What condition are those countries in now?
Also, Congo, they have been a lot of struggling with wars, but now it's okay now because Congo now they have cooperated with the Uganda government. So the Uganda has taken some troops because people were hiding in the forest of Congo. But now there is a stability now these days. Now we can be able to move to Congo to preach the gospel. But still Congo needs much about God, needs prayer. I found many children in Congo in the streets are scattering because their parents and fathers died of the war. But still needs the gospel. There is a lot of witchcraft. And in South Sudan also needs Jesus Christ because they have suffered a lot of wars and fighting. And they have been practicing a lot of witchcraft. But all of them, they need the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's why we are focusing to spread the gospel on the radio and crusades and personal evangelism.
Very good. Well, listen, if you just tuned in, we're in the midst of a conversation with Pastor John Mugisa of the Dominion Miracle Ministries of Western Uganda. And many of our listeners, of course, familiar with other work being done. I mentioned to you off the air, Pastor John, about a ministry that we've let our listeners know with Bev Rich and Deb Roberts in eastern Uganda. But a lot of the work you're doing is in another area in western Uganda.
Yes.
And listen, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to find out more about the ministry of Pastor John Mugisa and Dominion Miracle Ministries of Western Uganda. That's coming up right after the break on ABQ Connect.
I-
on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
We're in the middle of a conversation with Pastor John Mugisa of Dominion Miracle Ministries of Western Uganda. In our first segment, we heard about the radio ministry that happens once a week, four times a month, that reaches Western Uganda, the Congo, Sudan, and other places. And then the follow-up work is done. Disciples are being made, and those disciples are going out and inviting others to attend events like crusades where people can go and hear the good news about Jesus Christ. One of the things, Pastor John, I wanted to touch on, here we've seen the gospel delivered to Uganda. And you mentioned, too, how Uganda was a Christian nation, but then put under persecution under Idi Amin. And then eventually a new president came about that was a Christian and, again, opened the doors to the gospel in Uganda. But what's a beautiful thing to me,
yes,
is to see people like yourself who've received the gospel. And now, although you're in America for a short time, raising funds for the ministry, you've been in New Mexico doing that for a week or so, but you waste no time, John, while you're here. I know that you've had opportunity to be in churches and to share the gospel while you're here. What is your heart? I know you clearly have a heart for the people of Uganda, Congo, and Sudan. What's your heart? What's your concerns for the United States?
Oh, thank you. That's a very wonderful question. Before I answer that question, something you have forgotten, I need to be clear of the radio.
Okay.
On the Radio Uganda, we don't work alone. I don't work alone.
Yeah.
We work as a team of pastors. Now I'm not there. The pastors are on the radio spreading the gospel.
Yes.
Because I don't work alone. We work as a team with pastors on the radio program. Now, back to your question here and what I have in the
paper. And get close to the mic so we can hear you.
Back to the question which you have given about the here people in America. I have something to talk to the people of America here. Here in America, they need revival.
Amen.
That's one thing God
Amen,
has
told, John.
What I've seen here in America.
Yes.
They need revival. You know, the gospel came from here to Africa. Now, we African, we are coming here with a revival now.
Yeah.
Here in America, they need revival. Normally, I've been teaching about the gospel of the kingdom, the power of the gospel of the kingdom. And Jesus, he didn't bring a religion. He brought a kingdom. He told you, preach the gospel of the kingdom. He didn't bring a religion. He was not a religious man, Jesus. He was a teacher and a preacher of the kingdom. So what you are doing here in the United States, they need the power of the kingdom.
Yes.
They need the revival of the kingdom of God to the churches, to the believers. That's what the American needs here. So I've been teaching a lot about the power of the kingdom. That we need to understand the kingdom of God. Because Jesus told us, repent and believe the gospel of the kingdom. He told us, the kingdom of God is at hand. And he told us, believe the gospel of the kingdom. People have turned the gospel of Jesus Christ into a religion. But Jesus never brought a religion. He brought the gospel of the kingdom of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, and now, John, so this is a Christian radio station, and I imagine primarily there are Christians listening to our conversation today, and now that's not there's others that'll listen that maybe don't know Jesus and will become curious but since we're primarily talking to the church, we're talking to Christians, and we're saying revival needs to happen in America. How do we put hands and feet to that message? What does the church need to do in order to help bring revival?
That's what I'm talking about, the gospel of the kingdom.
Yes.
Jesus said, seek the kingdom. Seek the kingdom and the righteousness. So the church today needs to seek the kingdom. In the kingdom, it covers a lot of things. It covers the presence of God. It covers the anointing. It covers the Holy Spirit. It covers deliverance. That's how to seek the kingdom. Because the kingdom has everything. In the kingdom, there is revival. In the kingdom, there is the Holy Spirit. In the kingdom, there is the power of God. In the kingdom, there is healing. In the kingdom, there is to be strengthened. So he said, seek the kingdom of God. So now the church here in America, they need to awaken and be strong in the Lord. To be strong in the Lord. When you're in the kingdom, you become strong. God spoke to Joshua, be strong. 4 times, be strong and of the good courage. The word be strong means there is a war. There is a spiritual war. The devil is attacking the church. The devil is attacking the people. The devil is attacking the families because the devil is hating your family. He's hating you. He's hating your money. He's hating your children. He's hating your business. And the devil is hating God. He's hating Jesus.
Well, and I think it's encouraging, too, as we see what we talked about, the brief history of Uganda, and see revival that has happened there. I think the church and the Americans in general can get up. They turn on their TV. They see bad news all day long. And the truth is, just recently, and I mentioned it once before on this radio show, I was listening to a comment from my pastor, Skip Heitzig, because someone had gone to him and said, my heart is heavy, and I'm paraphrasing, my heart is heavy because I turn on the news and I see all this bad news. How do I get over this? And one of the things that Pastor Skip reminded this person was that he's purposed to start his day in the good news. If we're spending time in the Word is alive and active, cutting to bone and marrow, and it's going to have a difference in our lives, and it's going to put us in a place where we are seeking the kingdom, and we can see revival in America. America, a lot of people have said we're in a post-Christian nation, a nation that has abandoned Jesus, has abandoned God, but there is opportunity for revival, and I think what you've shared about what's happened in Uganda should encourage us there's plenty of work to be done, and we can see God work and make a change.
Exactly. This is the time for God to move here in America. We are in the season of God's revival. The revival is sweeping the whole world now. That's why here in America, we need to be strong in the Lord. And how can you, where do you get the strength of becoming strong? We need to wait upon the Lord. You wait upon the Lord in the prayer. We need to wake up and start praying and waiting on God. In Isaiah, the Bible says, those who wait upon the Lord, they will renew their strength. They fly like eagles. They won't faint.
Yes. Well, that's. I'm so glad that you came to spend some time with us. And before we finish today's conversation, I do want to say some of the praiseworthy things that have come from your trip. I know you've met with people that are already supportive of what you're doing in Uganda. And I do want to let the listener know that if you're interested in coming alongside the ministry of Dominion Miracle Ministries of Western Uganda and Pastor John Mugisa, email a letter of interest to studio@klyt.fm, studio@klyt.fm, and we'll make sure that we put you in touch with the ministry. And of course, financial support is one way of supporting the ministry. We also want to reach out to prayer warriors, yeah, people who will get on their knees and pray specifically for what's happening in Uganda. And Pastor John, earlier you mentioned some of the things that the church deals with. There's cults there that are spreading lies, spreading untruths. Islam is embedded there, and they have their own radio outreach and are doing their own evangelism. And then there's those who've just never heard the truth. They've never heard about Jesus.
Yeah.
Opportunities to reach them. And then there are those who have heard the truth, have accepted, cling to, trust in, and relied on the gospel of Jesus Christ. But they may be unchurched. And
yeah, they became lukewarm.
Yeah, and there's opportunity for disciples to be raised up and to go and plant churches. Speaking of which, you pastor a church in Uganda, and you're in the midst of rebuilding the building. We know the church is not the building. The church, we are the church.
We are the church,
but the place of assembly where your church family meets is currently under construction. What are the needs there?
You remember that church we are raising up. Actually, I'm going to leave you the pictures here in the studio. Maybe you can show the people. Now that we have raised that building, we are now on the ring beam, and on the wall plate. So now what they need is the roofing. The need is the roofing, the metals and the timbers.
Yeah.
You
need a roof.
And then the roof, yeah. Things concerning the roof.
Yeah. Okay. And part of the other financial support for the ministry, and we've heard this from other missionaries, you don't just sit there on your campus, sit there at your building and wait for people to minister to. You get in your car and you leave Uganda and you go to Congo, you go to Sudan. Maintenance for vehicles, gasoline for vehicles, this is a need. And then obviously ways to reach people who have not heard the truth yet. And I heard good news, and Greg Foss, who I mentioned in our first segment, has been your host while here. And Greg, you took the opportunity to take Pastor John by faith comes by hearing.
Yes.
A local ministry here, but a global ministry. Yes. Tell us how that went.
We had a real good meeting over there with Samuel, a few of the others, and they have provided John with five of the proclaimers, and I believe one acclaimer, the video.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, with the gospel and... yeah, we were very blessed. We left here the other day when we met with you, and we went over there, and then they were so welcoming. Such a great ministry. I know they've been here on the radio before, but God opened that door, and we were very blessed. So
now how will those proclaimers and acclaimers be used in Uganda?
These proclaimers, I told them to install the language of Luwisi and Swahili.
Uh-huh.
Because I want this proclaimer to take them to the southern part of, to the eastern part of DRC Congo, because they are not well educated. They cannot read the Bible.
Right.
But this proclaimer will help them to read, to understand the word of God. And I'm going to take them to another pastor called Pastor Sadrak and Pastor Maria Buana. These are pastors in Congo, so that these proclaimers can go in different home churches. They gather people together. They can hear the gospel or the word of God through Swahili. But in Uganda, people, most of them are educated. They just give them Bibles.
Yeah, right. And if you're illiterate, if you can't read, that's going to be a problem. If you're just handing out Bibles. But you are delivering the good news, and I hope that we've given our listeners good information about what's happening in Uganda. And before we close, is there anything that I've left out that you want to make sure our listeners know?
There's been a small group I'm a part of on the west side of Albuquerque, Pastor Jake and Ingrid and others. I'd mention Alex, and there's others I'd hate to leave anyone out, but that have met John during COVID, when he was here 2.5 years ago. They've been very faithful in praying and supporting the ministry, but his vision is big, and God is using him in a mighty way over there. So we've kind of come close to the extent that we can support what he's doing and the work, but we're believing God for more resources to reach the harvest, as it says in the Word. The harvest is ripe, the workers are few. This is one of the workers doing the work of the ministry with many over there, and we love him so much.
And I'll say this, for those interested in finding out more about that group that's meeting on the west side of Albuquerque, send an email to me at studio@klyt.fm, and I'll make sure we put you in touch with this ministry that's working here in Albuquerque to support the work in Uganda. And Pastor John, you had one more thing you wanted to say.
Lastly, you know, I do a lot of things in Uganda, because we also, in the rural places, we also drill wells. We give wells, especially to the people who are in need of water. My ministry is not in the city, Brother Stephen.
Yeah.
My ministry is in the villages.
Yes.
It's in the rural.
And our listeners are very familiar with the need for clean water, as almost once or twice a year. In India, the same issue exists, where if you don't have clean water, disease spreads. And not only that, if a well is provided to a village, the people there that travel sometimes hours every day to collect water, it's a short trip to the well, and it leaves them with more time to do the other things that they need to for sustenance, to make a living. That's another great ministry. We know that you're a part of providing that clean water that is life-giving.
Yeah.
We appreciate that. Well, if you just caught the end of this, we've been visiting with Pastor John Mugisa of the Dominion Miracle Ministries in Western Uganda. Greg Foss, his host here in Albuquerque, has spent time with us as well. Thank you guys both for coming on and letting us know more about the work that's being done to reach people for the kingdom.
Amen.
In Uganda. God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you.
All right. Stay with us, more on ABQ Connect.